feel like friendships shouldn't be forced anyway. You know,
yeah,
they either work or they don't. Yeah. And the ones that work, yes, like ours, they will go through their ups and downs. But I feel like the downs are also necessary. I'm real spicy when it comes to my friends, okay?
I love it. Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast about rebuilding your life after abuse or just from being an adult. Join me and my guests as we explore different aspects of life and, most of all, becoming our most authentic selves. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy god sister. As the pain. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Am I in the Wrong Room? Today it's finally time for a different perspective, and I'm so excited to have one of my close friends join me as we talk about just healing from the trauma and dramatics that happen in our lives, rebuilding friendships, making new friends, and I love this episode. There's a lot of laughing. There's a lot of goofiness. You get to probably hear a lot of how I really am with my friends. It's great. I'm so excited. I'm so happy that she agreed to join. We have bloopers again at the end of the episode. Bloopers, just random conversations that I thought were too good not let you guys be a part of, but also we're a little bit off topic. It's a longer episode. This is one of the first long episodes. It will become more frequent as we have different perspectives join us, but let's get into it. Hey, hey, thanks for joining us this episode. I have a guest with me. Her name is Sharanda Trail, and I'm going to turn it over to Sharanda and let her introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. So, yes, Sharanda Trail. I actually should be changing my last name. But
oh, yes.
Anyway, that's the whole
I forgot. No. Yeah. You can say the right name because, you know, I don't need Mr. Scooter coming for me when I come by with food.
So, my new last name is supposed to be Vidal, V-I-D-A-L. It sounds very expensive. I don't know why. Anyway.
Yes, I like it. It's giving expensive.
Yes. So yes, hi everybody. Sharanda here, and I'm here on Kimberly's show, Am I in the Wrong Room? Loving it. So I guess a little bit about me. I am a mom, a wife. I work as a paralegal. I am also, you know, stepping foot in the entrepreneur world, and I have started my own business that will be launching very soon. Shameless plug, Beauty Trail Cosmetics. We'll talk about that more later. And yeah, that's it about me. I am, you know, here with Kimberly. Like I said, we used to be friends from when we were like 14, 15. We had a little break, but we are back and we are here. And we are rebuilding and we are, you know, we are doing what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah.
Thank you. That was a good opening. I like that. I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for coming on. So way before we even reconnected, this was a topic on the show. Rebuilding friendships and making new friends. Mm-hmm. And then we reconnected. And as I was like, just writing down people who could participate in the show with me, mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like I should ask Sharanda to be a part of this with me.
So, ding, 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 ding.
And here you are. So yes,
here I am.
For all the viewers, actually, you're right. You are right about the age. I always say 15, but it was 14 because I was 14. You were 15.
Thanks.
I turned 15 in the middle of the summer. You're born in March. I'm born in July.
Yes.
So yeah, you're right. I was 14. You were 15. But that's a good age. We'll just say 14, 15. You know, whatever. So, so as we're just talking about rebuilding friendships, both of us together and apart are in the process, have still Will rebuilding some friendships that have gone wayside due to some very, I'll say, dramatics in our lives and trying to manage. It's either like survival or everyone else, and you had to pick a side. So if you can't, well, I'll give a little spiel about like what mine was. Obviously, mine was my relationship, my former relationship. I sort of stepped back from people, not even because I didn't want to be friends with them. It was a way of protecting myself and them. I didn't get a lot of grief if I didn't do or talk to a lot of people. And when I did talk to a lot of people, I mean, people started going through my phone, questioning every single thing I said.
Really?
No, yeah, it was ridiculous at one point.
I didn't even know that part.
Yeah, no, I don't really talk about it too much. I have a former friend who stopped talking to me when she found out that happened. And also just because I got tired of telling people how things weren't okay, because at the same time, I didn't know why I wasn't doing anything about it.
Right.
So that's where a lot of my friendships went wayside, I will say, as we talk about this topic. Let's go into, if you want to share any of your dramatics or just how life brought you to the point of rebuilding some friendships.
Okay. I won't go too much in depth. I mean, you know the story, but, you know, many years ago, I had somebody that was, you know, very good friends with. This person was a best friend, and I kind of experienced a form of, how do I say, betrayal.
Yes.
And I lost faith in almost all of my friendships and people, because I kind of was at a point where I said, well, if the person, one of the people that I feel like I can trust the most, if I never knew, and I feel like I'm not explaining this right, it's almost like I never knew who this person was. And so
I feel like that's really, also true, though.
Right. So it kind of led me down this path, like, I'm questioning everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happened, I felt like, you know, all my friendships kind of, they, you know, yes, I'm going to curse.
I'm not going to bleep it, so I'm just going to mark this episode explicit.
All of my friendships went to shit. And honestly, like, it got to a point where my focus was just, you know, me and Kaylin. At this point, Kaylin was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so during that time when I was going through that whole period in my life, that's when our friendship, you know, it went through as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like I was no longer really a good friend to you. I wasn't present anymore. And it just, you know, friendships, just, that's what happened. And so now, years later, and it's really been years. It's crazy when I think about it. Years later, I find myself like having, it's not even so much an urge. It's like, I feel like I'm being pushed in that direction to just mend all of my relationships, all of my friendships, the ones that matter, you know? And the way you and I reconnected was so weird. I think I was telling you, you just kept crossing my mind like for like months out of nowhere. I'm like, I hope she's okay. And I remember I would check on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't find her page.
Yeah,
I didn't have my Facebook. I didn't have my Facebook anymore, so I couldn't even check on there. And I almost never go on TikTok. I went on TikTok because I see what Kaylin's doing on there. I'm watching what she's doing on there. So I went on there to go check her page, and I saw a post. I saw a TikTok post for "Am I in the Wrong Room?" And I'm listening to the voice. I'm like, that's him. It was so weird. And then it says, you know how it suggests people from your contact?
Yeah.
So it says something like that, suggested from your contact. And I'm like, duh, dummy. This whole time I'm trying to find you. Why would I not think to check my contact? Why would I just not think to text you? Like an idiot. But I remember that's when I messaged you. I actually listened to the podcast. And I'm like, damn, I've been MIA this whole time, and this has been going through some shit. And yeah, I messaged you, and I remember you were a little standoffish.
I was.
And
I also, but I didn't have any understanding of what happened. Once we caught up on what the hands that life had dealt us, I was like, oh, no, I totally understand. And then also having gone through all that stuff, like trying to get better on my own, I understand having to just cut the entire world out. And you had Kay at the point at that point. Yeah. I mean, that she was your only priority anyway. So I totally understand. And I'll just throw this in as the first lesson. Even Lifetime people have seasons. I will say I feel like you and Mika pretty much, I don't want to say it because it sounds bad in my head and I want it to, no, but I want it to sound as loving as it really is. I don't have sisters.
Right.
So you two kind of like made sure my life didn't just go to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this was the point where I had to learn to do that myself.
Oh,
so
wow.
Even Lifetime people have seasons because look, almost as soon as that ended, like I said, we were almost right back. It wasn't like I didn't think of you either. I did. And I actually was going to tell you. And then when you agreed to come on the show, I was like, I'll just wait and we'll talk about it on the show.
Oh.
Kay, there's someone that you had braid her hair and we won't go into all that. Someone that you had braid her hair used to work for my current hairstylist. And
I didn't know that.
She came up as someone you may know. So I didn't know who it was. So when I looked at the page, I saw Kay. And I was like, oh my God. And literally, I don't remember if I saw your Instagram page. Maybe it was private. But I looked at it and I just said, I hope she's okay. Wow. And I just clicked off. Because at this point, you know, I still didn't know why we had stopped talking to each other and like where you went or what I did. I mean, I know now I didn't do anything, but I didn't. I was like, I don't know what I did to even apologize to make you talk to me again. So I just remember looking at the page. I smiled. I was like, oh, she like, you know, Kay's getting so big. Dang, she looks just like Sharanda. And then being like, I hope they're okay. And just clicking off. And I mean, I thought about y'all a lot, but I was like, I don't know what happened. So I'm just going to leave it alone. So
I did not know this.
Yes. Yes. So that's why I definitely believe Lifetime people even have seasons. Mika even, you know, she had to take a step back because she had to try to preserve herself. And I totally understand that. So even Lifetime people have seasons. Definitely do.
Wow. I'm having a little moment right now. I did not know that. And and I said this to you before and I'll say it again. Just know it was never you. It was never anything that you said. It was never anything that you did. It was never you. It was me and my drama that just that just took over. And that's exactly what happened.
Honestly, I have that same message for people I'm rebuilding friendships with. It was never you. It was never you. It was never you telling me you didn't like my ex. It was never you telling me you didn't like seeing me cry or be upset or be in the state that it was never that ever.
Right.
I think that's our first lesson. Or no, that's maybe our second. No, that might be the first. And we'll make the other one the second. The first one is most of the time it's never you.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is even Lifetime people have seasons. So that said, we won't quantify how many people, but like, what do you feel has been a part of the process in rebuilding some of the friendships that you found valuable at the time and wanted to see if you could reestablish? Like, what has that process been like?
So I really had to realize that not everyone is like this person. I had to realize that first. Like, that person is who she is and toxic and evil and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I had to realize that not all of my friends are like this person.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing that I had to do. Separate. Separate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once I came to terms with that, I just felt more of an openness to talking to people because and it's weird. It's like over the years, it's like I almost became an introvert. It's like I didn't even want to make new friends. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like I had my work colleagues. Like I would, you know, that was pretty much the extent of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was good on making friends. And so once I was able to separate that idea that people are different, I think that's, again, like I said, I became more open. Mm-hmm. And I swear to you, it's been like the past like maybe year, maybe 2 years. It's like I'm slowly rebuilding. Like me and you, I have another friend named Jasmine. Her and I, we used to work together years ago, but like our friendship is like blossoming into something great as well. Mm-hmm. I have a friend from high school, like her and I, we're like really connecting. And it's just weird because 2, like 3 years ago from now, I would not be down for any of that. It's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I got my kid.
You know, it makes sense. It makes sense.
So that's where I'm at. I mean, it's weird, I'm still a little bit cautious with people.
Yeah, I mean, there's been time that's passed, so some of us aren't all the same people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. I found that I said why I stopped talking to some people, but even some of the new friends that I made in between that time, there was a lot thrown at them in terms of like sort of the isolation thing that happens in a toxic relationship where they try to isolate you from somebody who will tell you like, this is not how your life is supposed to go. Like, you can't live like this. This is not fair and this is not right. And you can't be a good person and let someone do this to you. So, I mean, I had a friend and it took a lot of vulnerability to reach out and tell her like, I miss you and I'm sorry. And you were ready to be my friend from day one. And I kind of looked at you like, girl, who are you? Where did you come from? What do you want? And it didn't help that when I went home and talked about this person in an exciting way, I was reminded, oh, but you know, my child's mother is going to do anything she can to get at you. How do you know that this person is not aligned with her? Like, why does she just want to be your friend? Why does she just want to be your friend? Even at my going away, like when I left the one job I liked, when I left, we went to a bar. I had to leave early because of the demon. I was going to say, you know, my former partner, but the demon. I had to leave early. So yeah, it impacted my friendships a lot. I was not present the way I would be present for friends. I was not what like you and my other close friends know me to be. So it's been a lot of vulnerability of having to explain, like, I'm very sorry. I wasn't, you knew like the shell of me, not like the actual me. I actually like you. I know it's been like maybe anywhere from 2 to 4 years. Can we please go back to being friends? Right. So far, everyone's been really nice to me about it, though. No one's been like, no, I don't want to be your friend ever again. But yeah.
Well, that just goes to show that even that shell.
Even that shell was pretty dope, I guess, huh?
The shell was dope. That was a dope shell.
But yeah, so I think there's a level of vulnerability on both sides. Even when you messaged me, I was like, is this a joke? Like, when I first saw the message, I didn't have your number anymore. I have a new phone, but I have caller ID. So I knew it was you because your name came up.
Okay.
And I was like, she has another friend named Kim. Does she mean to be texting her and not me? Like, that's why I think it took me like 2 hours to answer, but that was why. It wasn't that I was like, not, it wasn't like I didn't even want to talk to you. I was just like, I don't want to answer this message. And then she doesn't respond because it wasn't supposed to be me. So I think like there's vulnerability on both sides because it took a lot for you to think about me, look for me, listen to the podcast, and then still be like, wait, I have her number. Let me just try to reach out. Like, that's a level of vulnerability, and I respect that. So, like, once we started talking, I was like, okay, she's serious. Like, and I was like, wait, my friend is back for real? It's like, she's really back. I've missed you.
And I feel like now we've been speaking, like, every day, if I'm not mistaken.
I had a lot that I needed to say to you for a very long time, so now I just talk to you, like... You're like, can we open the door? I mean, I never really closed it. I kind of just walked away. But I can come back to this doorway. I have stuff. I have things.
So you want to know what's
I have
crazy?
Like pens and makeup and toys and stuff we can look at. Not toys, but you know, like like shit we can look at. You know, like I used to just have random stuff in high school. Like
got it.
I got this, like, look, I have this random mug that's really oversized for no reason. Like, why do you have all of this? Like a novelty store. Like I could open my own Spencer's, but with cute stuff, like stuff like that. But yeah,
well, you know what was crazy to me? Oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought.
Mommy brain.
It's so bad. It is so bad.
I have a question. Oh, go ahead. No, I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
And you don't forget what you're about to say. Well, you, yes. Don't forget what you're about to say.
I won't. Go ahead.
So the thing that was crazy to me is, yes, I knew, you know, our friendship, you know, was kind of thrown to the wayside. But when I hit you up, it's like I wasn't even thinking about the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said to you, I said, what happened to us?
Mm-hmm.
Like I needed you to give me the clarity. Like, wait a minute. Because I'm telling you, it's like for years, I've been feeling like I've been like in a fog.
No, I understand that fog thing. That fog is real. I understand the fog. I really do.
So when I'm like, what happened to us? You're like, I can't believe you said. I think you said, well,
you ghosted me.
Like, oh, I did? I'm like, whoa. I think I did. And then that's when everything started replaying. I'm like, oh my gosh. And this happened and she does not know why. Okay, I'm done. That was what I had to say.
No, it's okay. I knew something happened because you said a lot has happened. And I was like, okay, well, don't be a stranger. And then that thing, you were a stranger. And I was like, oh, okay. Was he a lot of me? Did I say something? Did I do something? And then, you know, of course, the demons over here like, ah, da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you said it, I was like, what? I was like, so did I not do something, or do you not remember what I did? Like, that was literally what my first thoughts were. I was like, did I forget what you did to me? Did, like, you forget what I did that you stopped talking to me for, because I don't know what it is. That was, I mean, so when I said it, you were like, oh, I was like, oh, okay. And you're like, no, it wasn't you. I was like, oh, okay, then that's fine. Like, I'm good then. I just needed to know what was going on, because that's the only thing that ever stopped me from trying again, was like, I don't know. But no, I hear you. I'm just saying. But I'm happy that when you messaged me, you didn't feel like, dang, she might not want to talk to me, or this or this or that, because I did want my friend back. So it's not to say like I never thought about you. I think about you a lot, actually. And I just would be like, I don't know what to do. So I just left it alone. So like, yeah, I was very apprehensive at first about answering. But no, I definitely was like, for real? Like, my friend is back? Like when we found each other in summer school.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, wait, I know you. Wait, friend, I haven't seen you because we got thrown out of College Bound. We're not going to school inside of Patterson. We got thrown out.
Right.
But I've missed you.
Wow, I definitely forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I was so mad because I didn't know that y'all. Yeah, I didn't know that the rest of you guys got put out too, because they said, oh, you go to private school, you can't come here. And my mother's like, wait a minute, what? I pay taxes. Why can't she come here? So I thought y'all were just having like a great summer together.
No.
Not knowing that none of y'all were there.
At all.
And we didn't have Facebook, so how were we supposed to find each other?
You're right. I think MySpace was still a thing.
MySpace was a thing, but I don't think we were on each other's MySpaces like that.
You know, my MySpace is still up.
Yours is? I don't even remember my username to remember what my MySpace
was. I don't remember my username, but if I Google myself, my MySpace comes up.
It does.
And I Google.
There are other Kimberly, I'm not even about to say my whole name, but there are other me's throughout the country. So I don't ever find my MySpace. I don't find it, but yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe MySpace was at the end of high school, though. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know how even started talking about this.
I'm not sure. Oh, about we couldn't stay in contact once College Bound ended for us.
There we go.
So yeah, let's get back onto this. So how has it been for you making new friends? Because I will tell you, for me, it's been hit or miss. I'm sorry. I know there's someone probably listening to this insulted, but it's fine. Like, you know, geez. you know, because I know too.
Well, so far it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm kind of at a point that, so, okay. Mm-hmm. I used to like get invited to do things like, hey, do you want to come hang out with me? Do you want to go with me and my friends to go get a drink? Go with me and my friends to go do this. And I'm always like, no, because I don't know the friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm not really into that. It's like, yeah, invite me and yeah, I'll meet your friends. Maybe we'll connect and, you know, maybe we'll vibe. So that's kind of like how I'm making my new friendships through my current friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like on like a friend app. Like, hey, do you want to be?
Is there even a friend app?
There is.
Oh wow! I didn't even know that.
But that's kind of how I'm going about. But it's been okay. I'm into it.
Okay. I think it's been hit or miss. I feel like there are people I probably should have tried to be friends with a while ago.
Oh, gosh.
But I was, you know, I was introverted and kind of antisocial and an asshole. So those weren't things I did at the time. Like, I didn't dislike everybody, but I wasn't, like, friendly either.
Oh, gosh. That's okay. And that's okay.
I feel like it's gotten better, but I feel like I had to learn the lesson where I was on my own again for the first time in like so many years. Mika's pregnant, Nima's pregnant, so it's like obviously they have other priorities at this point. And I found myself giving people, and this will come up when we do our episode on my dating adventure and how trash that's been, but I found myself,
I cannot wait for that one, but go ahead.
I think we're doing that next month anyway. But I found myself overlooking things I know don't work for me. Like, I know if I look at my core group of friends, and this still included you too, there is not alignment here. Like, what I need, like the level of goofiness I need, and like different, like some things were just not there and I was trying anyway. Or I would like read people's vibes and I'm like, yo, this vibe is off. Like something is wrong with this situation, and still try anyway, only to be proven right later. Like, I had to learn, like, okay, protect your energy. If it doesn't seem like it makes any sense, leave it alone. If it's meant to be, it will definitely be. And if it's not meant to be, I don't need to force this.
Right. I'm big on energy. If it doesn't feel right,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. I was overlooking a lot of people, and I'm just like, I'm not overlooking this anymore. Like, this doesn't make any sense. No. Do you want to hang out? No. You want to do this? No. I think we should do this challenge. That is not a challenge. That's death. I'm not doing that. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, no, that was a challenge when I was 22 and dumb. I'm not doing that now. No, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to push yourself. I am. Trust me, I'm pushing myself. I'm not doing that.
You're right. And the answer is no.
Nah. So have you have any friendships that you've tried to rebuild and the person was like, nah, you're good. Move.
I'm going to say no, because I mean, I'm amazing. Like,
you are.
Like, everybody stop it. I'm amazing.
You are. Really, you fight for people. You know you are. You literally will fight for us. And I remember that.
Absolutely.
Through our random emotional fallouts, because I'm dramatic and an a-hole at times, and you are not playing with nobody. But yeah, there are lots of things that you have told me that I have stuck to, And literally life has been good for that. Like, at least I always knew if you told me something, you were literally telling me the truth. Like, I might question you because I didn't want to do it, but I wasn't questioning you because you were wrong. It's like, I just don't want to do it. It's nothing to do with you at all.
It's not you.
It's not you. I just don't want to do this. What you're saying is correct. I don't want to do the correct thing. I want to do what I want.
I'm pretty high at it too, though. I am.
I feel like that's been something that's worked in our friendship because we're not hard-headed at the same time.
That is so true. I think we definitely take turns.
I was going to say yin and yang, but okay, take turns works too. Take turns works too. That's fine. I'll take it.
Oh, goodness.
I think I've only had one person just be like, nah, I'm good.
Really?
Like, we're good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, I was heartbroken when they stopped talking to me the first time. It's like, oh my gosh, this is my friend. And I sort of had to learn, and I think it was not an easy lesson. I will say, like, this lesson probably spanned like 2 years for me to actually learn it. Mm-hmm. I can't, even if it wasn't them and it was me, I have to understand that you still need to do what you have to do for yourself.
Right, 100%.
So it doesn't matter if I have a perfectly good reason for anything that I did. If it doesn't work for you anymore and that's out of your alignment, it's just out of your alignment, and I have to respect that. I mean, I wish this person well. I don't know that now I would want to try again anymore, but I wish them well.
Right.
I hope that everything that I've ever thought they'll do, they do.
Right.
But yeah, that's about it. I think just one person.
Well, I feel like friendships shouldn't be forced anyway. You know,
yeah,
they either work or they don't. Yeah. And the ones that work, yes, like ours, they will go through their ups and downs, but I feel like the downs are also necessary to test the relationship, in a sense, to make the relationship, the friendship stronger.
Yeah. We're all growing up together at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know where else I was going with that. It was something that you said. Again, mommy brain, here it goes.
I said, in case it helps, I said, oh, shoot, I don't remember. Dang, I don't even have mommy brain. This is just ADHD. Dang,
oh,
girl.
Lord.
Yo. All right, Brittany and I are going to talk about this next week. Okay. I don't know, but I'll jump in if you remember. Jump back in. But I think the good thing is, and I don't know if it's just the particular friend that I make or have, or if it's like a generational thing, or if it's a location thing or personality, I'm not sure. But I feel like those who are in my core group, we all take breaks from each other. Like, we just have other stuff going on and no one gets upset. It's like, are you mad at me? No. Oh, okay. Well, I'm here. Let me know when you're done.
Right. Right.
I think that's an important trait in a friend.
Yeah, for sure. Especially at this big age. Like you said, everybody has stuff going on. It's not like we're in high school. All we have to worry about is let's do that math homework before tomorrow. No, it's like real life stuff happening now. So
yeah,
I think everyone has to understand, like, listen, like, I may not talk to you all the time, but I'm good over here. You good? Hit me up when you need to. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that's helped us is we're both on this entrepreneur tip right now. Mm-hmm. So it also gives us a reason. Another reason on top of everything else to talk to each other more.
Seriously, like you have been so helpful. You know that. Like, I was having like my emotional moment the other day and I'm like, I gotta get this out. And I gotta get this out to somebody that's actually going to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going through her entrepreneurial journey too. And we spoke about it and it's like, you got me back on track. I love this.
But yes, I can say the same thing because the tips that you have given me when I was scared of doing some things financially for the business that I needed to do, and I also didn't know what to do. You definitely came through like, you need to do this, 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 and this, and you need to do that. And then we'll get this together and then we'll keep talking about it. And I'm like, oh, That doesn't seem so bad, actually. I thought it was going to be much more painful than this. So I definitely say the same thing. I think you definitely help my mindset a lot. Like staying focused and honoring myself and figuring out how to build processes that work for me versus like what other people do.
Exactly.
Or like when I told you like, hey, somebody suggested this change. You were like, was that a change you asked for? I was like, oh, right. Thank you. I did, but thank you. Thank you so much for knowing, asking to make sure that it was really supposed to be a change I was supposed to get.
I'm real spicy when it comes to my friends. Okay.
I love it. I really do. Let's just recap. So we talked about like difficulties rebuilding friendships, making new friends, different things like that, these big ages and how it just means you gotta go in so many different directions. Mm-hmm. Do you look around at other groups of people and you're like, I don't understand how y'all function like that or why you're so closed-minded or something? So like I saw something on social media and someone was like, if you can't talk to me or do this or do that, you don't need to be my friend. And I remember thinking like, this is why I don't have friends now. Well, this is why I can like list them all very easily. Actually, that's not true because I always end up forgetting somebody who I really care about. God. But you know,
I feel like some people they want like their friend to be everything, and I feel like every friend in your life to kind of, it sounds bad the way I'm about to say it, but to serve a special purpose.
Yeah.
Like I have this one friend. Mm-hmm. I can laugh with her all day. Mm-hmm. We can talk about absolutely nothing, but I'll laugh all day. Mm-hmm. But I can't go to her about entrepreneur stuff. I can't go to her with stuff pertaining to my actual 9-to-5 job. I can't go to her for certain things. I can go to you. And I can go to you to laugh too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like every friend serves different roles. Is that maybe the word I wanted to use? Serves different roles.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, but that's how I feel.
I think that is actually a more indirect answer without going back over the content, over the topic. So no, that was good. I think that's true. I think the friend that I said I really don't have anymore, I brought her into a part of my life or a situation in my life that just was not for her to be in. That she couldn't be trusted, not that she didn't want good things for me, not anything negative about her, but I just don't think that that was an area that she needed to be in.
Got it.
So I think that's true. I think that people do want their friends to be everything. I think people look for a lot of plugs from their friends and other things that are missing in their lives. Just like I look to y'all for siblings since I don't have any. I think people look for a lot of things to plug other people in their lives.
Yeah.
So. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And y'all all have kids now, so I really have to entertain myself.
Well, you could take these kids, girl, because oh my gosh.
I could just do with you what I do with some of the other ones. We just gonna watch them and drink anyway.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you need to be rocked. I'll rock you while I'm drunk. I won't drop you either. I'll put you to bed nicely. I don't know how I'm going to get home, but you're going to be safe. There's like mothers clutching their pearls right now. Like, oh my God, you're you can't do that.
No, but the real moms, they know. No. Come on now. Y'all know.
Anyway. Anywho. Moving on. I'm trying to think. I don't know what else I think we should talk about when it comes to friendships or making new friends. I feel like, yes, your friends are sometimes your best source for new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Read energy.
Mm.
Lifetime
big on energy.
Big on energy. No, it's okay. Lifetime people have seasons. Whatever the first it's not about you. It's not about you. Your friends are not your everything. They might be your soulmates, but they're not everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it. Did you have any affirmations or journal prompts that you wanted to share with the people then?
You know, I wish I did.
But mommy brains got you.
I wish I did, you know. But yeah, I'm gonna go back to what I've been saying. Energy.
How about we make that into an affirmation? Because I usually just do these on the fly anyway. Mm-hmm. So our affirmation will be, I will read the energy around me accordingly. I know it's not always me, but sometimes it also is me, and it might be them. Whatever I do will be to bring out the best in me.
I like that. I'm clapping. Do you know that?
I can.
I like that. That was on the fly.
It was. All of them are on the fly. Just so y'all know. That's why sometimes I'm like, I wrote this for myself, meaning I was not thinking about this shit when I wrote it. I wrote this because I was having an actual issue. Crisis. That's an episode too. Anyway, so let's see. Can I think of any more on the fly that we talked about? I think it just goes without saying, even lifetime people have seasons. So I really can't think of any more questions on our topic. I've enjoyed this though. I may invite you back more often because I enjoyed the laughing. I feel like that's that would be good for like season two and on, just some laughing. We don't need to talk about all that heavy stuff that was going on before.
Yeah. No, laughter is medicine.
It definitely is. And I appreciate having my friend who finds demented things funny back.
I'm sorry.
I don't have to explain jokes anymore. I don't have to explain jokes anymore. It's so nice.
I really enjoyed this. I really did. And I am looking forward to the next shows that I'm invited on. And yeah.
There's at least two. But you may keep getting more. You can tell me when you've had enough.
I think I'm enjoying this.
Okay, well, you know, we don't know how this is going to develop. Maybe one day this will be permanent. Maybe we'll find a different topic. I don't know. Maybe you'll just need to rant for a season. I'll let you do that too.
Yeah. I have lots to talk about.
Listen, make a list. We can start scheduling stuff. That's fine. The name is Am I in the Wrong Room? Because it applies to so many different aspects of life. Like, am I in the right place? Am I supposed to be here? Why are you here? I need to leave. This is not the right room.
Now why are you here?
Wait, what is that quote?
Who are you in?
Wait, that door just opens for anybody. Oh, okay, right. I gotta go. No. Like, there was a quote that said, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Yeah, mm-hmm. Am I in the wrong room? Mm-hmm. Am I in the wrong room? Why are you in? And sometimes, listen, you and I both know, especially having worked in corporate, sometimes you're like, why are you here?
Yeah, a lot of times I'm really like, what the hell am I doing here?
Actually,
like,
more it's so, why am I here? Yes. Why am I here doing this?
Yes.
Listening to this.
Yes. But yeah. I think you know, we'll talk about this when we're done. I think we need to do a corporate talk.
Nope, I'm writing that down. I'm about to schedule it for some time in the summer. Corporate talk.
Yeah. I know you have lots to say, and I have a whole lot to say.
Girl, selling souls for ice cream cones. Yes. That's all I can say. Sinking ships, handing out free drinks.
There we go.
As all per my last email, bitch, can you read? All right, that's now scheduled. It doesn't have a date yet, but it's been written down on paper, so it's scheduled.
That's how my life works. You know, like, hopefully I remember.
I have to tell you, being an entrepreneur. Oh, that's one topic we have. We have an entrepreneur session too. Being an entrepreneur has been a lot of me writing shit on paper and then having to go back. Like, did I actually do this? Does this need to go to another piece of paper? Does this belong in a computer?
Or what is this that I actually wrote?
I had to start telling myself, if you don't write this so you can read it in 10 minutes, don't write it at all. Just don't write it down. We don't have time for this to spend 30 minutes trying to figure out what this word is. Stop it. Because then the ADD will kick in and I'll be like, oh, this needs to be organized. Let me go do this. And I'll be out. So, yes. That's our podcast for today. Thanks for listening, you guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed taping it. Sharonda is a really good friend, and literally most of our conversations and time together is laughter just like this. I really, really hope and wish that kind of laughter in your lives on all of you. So, you know what time it is. Don't do anything I wouldn't do this weekend. Live your life. Always be the main character in your own story. And don't forget, you're loved. Bye. So, that's obviously going to be a blooper. So, we'll record the pre-interview a little bit because I think that it might be slightly entertaining. Okay. So run this little show. So let me get some paper and make some noise.
Do I need to write anything down?
If you want to. But I'm only gonna write things if it's like I have to move stuff because no one has cleaned my desk. I'm the only person that lives here. No one has cleaned my desk.
Ellie, why did you not help me clean up?
Facts. You could have at least knocked the stuff on the floor.
All right.
I finally got her to lay down. She hates when she thinks I'm talking to myself. Something used to make me so upset, and I guess I would start talking to myself, so she reacts to it. The demon. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. The demon. I'll just bleep that out if I use this in a blooper. The demon. I forgot that's what we call him
very
now.
Because
that's what he is. All right. So. Let me just do. Okay, so now we're going to get not serious. I'm just going to start the show.
Okay.
And we are rebuilding our friendship. And while I had planned, actually before we reconnected to talk about rebuilding friendships and making friends, and what is the popping?
Oh my God, stop. What was that?
I don't know.
I think I moved my AirPods. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to start over.
Wait. Let me.
No, finish adjusting yourself and then I'll start over.
Oh my God. I hate these AirPods so much. Okay, go ahead.
Sharonda, you're my good luck charm. I just tried the website again. You know it's finally online again.
Get out.
I'm so serious. You're my good luck charm. It's literally because we said this. I was like about to, I thought you were going to say something else. So I was like, let me open this website real fast. It's finally back up. Okay. I love how I forgot the other things that we talked about in the pre-interview that I said we were going to talk about.
I know. That's okay. Obviously.
So we just talked about... I don't remember how we got on this topic. I don't know if this
is going to be... I would love to partake in that, though.
You are.
Okay.
I think you're the one person who's gotten an email because I know... Because you were like, I'll do it. I was like, you know what? Sharonda says she'll do everything. She's on these episodes. I'm going to just send her all her emails. And when we get there, I'll remind her, hey, you have this email. Accept it.
Thank you. You know the reminders are important.
Yeah, I got. See, this is my bad because I didn't realize that there were no notifications on this calendar invite because you were supposed to get notified yesterday and today.
I got notified for this one a few minutes before.
See, that means I did something wrong when I set it up.
That's okay.
I wish things like this were okay in corporate. Okay, let's move on. Oh my God, let's move on. I'm sorry. I did not even mean to talk about corporate. Triggered. Let's move on. Girl, trigger. You triggered. That's the one thing I haven't had to take medicine for, and I'm shocked sometimes. My two therapists are listening, why? I know they're just sitting there looking at the screen like, why? And now they're doing it again because I'm calling them out. Dang, and I had another one that I just forgot. Shoot.
Blooper.
This is definitely a blooper because most of the time this is the stuff I cut out.
Here's your reminder.
Oh, come on, come on, come on. Don't. Just dismiss it. I don't know why we got to do this every week. I was looking like, oh my God, who's calling me?
I'm like, but she's really talking to somebody?
No, that was my, the Alexa's on my desk. So it's like right within, like we can hear everything because it's in the desk.
You know what bugs me about my Alexa? Sometimes she's talking and nobody was talking to her.
So I have one that was doing that and it's unplugged. And I do not plug it back in because I think something's wrong with it. I do not understand why every other one that I have does not talk when it's not being spoken to. And that's the only one that seems to.
Wow. Yeah, I unplugged mine. I got scared. Does it actually hear something I'm not hearing?
But I don't know, because when I have mine drop, so I have it, I have mine set up so I can drop it on my mother. Just for safety reasons. Oh. And whenever I try to drop in and it's like, do you want to drop in on this particular device? And I say yes, it won't do it. And then it'll say it later. And then it's me screaming yes and cursing at it at the same time. And I'm like, somebody is listening to this. Like, why is she always got to curse at this thing? Because it didn't do what I asked for the first time.
Right.
And now I'm mad.
Ellie, you okay over there? Blink twice.
She's on the couch, girl. She's on the couch, knocked out. All in my blanket and on top of my pillows.
I love it. Living the life. My pearl necklace.
I saw somebody's pit in a pearl collar and I said, no, Ellie's got to have a pearl collar.
It was a pit you saw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine?
Well, I think they wanted the person, well, I think they wanted people to know, like, it's a girl, like, it's a female.
It's
a like, no, I was going to say female. Because, like, people would literally ask me, like, oh, is she a boy? Do you see a penis? No, she's a girl.
She's a girl.
So I was like, okay, we're going to get you some pearls because I'm tired of people asking me this. She's pretty, too. Like, I have an oddly pretty dog. Like, no, she's a girl.
She's super cute.
Love her. Best find ever. Adopt, don't shop. All these things are true. Anyway.
Is this a sponsor?
No, unfortunately, my shelter is no longer, my rescue is no longer in service. Otherwise, I would definitely shout them out. Yeah, the lady that used to run the shelter. I mean, I say this very trivially. If I could ever restart that program and be a part of restarting it, I would. So basically, the rescue I got Ellie from was a girl's, like literally a young girl's, I think maybe from... I want to say maybe from 9 to maybe 14. It was a young girl's social justice program and a puppy rescue.
Okay.
And I can't remember. Oh, yes. The woman who led it, Dr. Stacy Radon, I'm potentially saying it wrong, but I didn't expect to have to say her name, led this program. Unfortunately, she passed several years ago from cancer.
Oh God.
But she taught the girls social justice and used the puppy rescue as the means of teaching them that, because it kept them engaged with the puppies, and you know, puppies are cute.
Yeah.
But it also helped reinforce the lessons that she was teaching them. And she homed, and if she could, she didn't just rescue the puppies, she rescued their mothers too. And the whole family was adopted out. She would put, you know, a whole litter or like a mother and a puppy, whatever. She'd put everyone in contact with each other so that, because some people, you know, periodically got together, let the litter get together, let the mother be with the puppies and different things like that. Well, there'd be dogs by then. So, I mean, she did. I remember when I first interviewed with her to get a dog, I thought she was crazy. I literally thought she was nuts. I was like, why is this woman lecturing me? I just said I had a dog, but I see. But after getting Ellie and then seeing how people just abandon dogs, I totally made sense. Yeah. And she ended up being the sweetest person. Like, she would stay in contact with you. She would help you kind of go through the adjustment of getting a dog, because I didn't realize that getting a puppy was having a baby with fur that will never speak English, runs on four legs, and gets into stuff that you don't know is there. I had no idea. I just wanted the puppy. You know everything that was going on when I got her. So I just wanted the puppy. Yeah. I appreciate having had Stacy have my back. But and even my godbrother got a dog from the rescue, and she kind of put him through the ringer too. And then she would make jokes like, Kim's gonna tell you that I wouldn't give her her dog for another 2 weeks because but the litter was exposed to parvo, which is deadly to puppies. So she didn't let me take her, because if she gotten sick, they would have caught it and put her in the vet and basically saved her life, which is what they had to do to another puppy in her litter. So it was definitely, she used to tell people as a joke, like, yeah, she's going to tell you I wouldn't give her her dog. But I know why.
I know why.
I'm thankful that she didn't. I was scared that first year all the time that she's going to be sick. But yeah.
Wow. Okay. I love that.